Thank you. Thanks for the introduction. And I want to see the hands again. How many folks here currently grow on the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program? All right. That's a lot of folks. And so I want to hear from people to make sure you're doing it correctly. How many folks here, how many plants can you have per patient, mature plants?
Six.
Wait, I didn't hear that.
Six.
All right. And then how many patients can you as a grower grow for?
Four.
All right. And then how many growers can be on one piece of property?
Unlimited. Four.
All right. Unlimited. That's correct. I just want to make sure that people know, because that's one of the common questions that I get at my office all the time, is that people want to know what the current is, and people always think, well, wait a minute, maybe, you know, only six plants, can I have an extra one? You know, I'm worried about this one, you know, becoming hermaphrodite. I'm worried about this one doesn't look too, looks kind of sickly, and I just want to have an extra one in case the other one there is sickly and I have to remove it from the room or chop it down. And there is no such thing as an extra. It's one of the things that we have to remember while we're all excited about Measure 91. Up until then, you've got to be really careful. You can't jump ahead. They get people talking to me all the time. I'm sure that you get people coming to this grow shop saying, I want to get ready now for 91. I want to expand now, so come January 1, I can jump on board and have all this product. But again, that's off in the distance. Right now, we have the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program, and that's what's out there, and that's what we all have to pay attention to. And be careful, because again, you know, is that not all counties are favorable, not all cities are favorable to the medical marijuana program. There's still people out there busting people, sheriffs and local law enforcement, who go out of compliance. And, you know, and again, and the big issue we all have right now is that when you're transferring the excess patient's marijuana, remember, it all belongs to the patients until it goes to dispensary, is that you're going to have a pound and a half per card. So please remember that. So if you only have two cards on you, you can only take 3 pounds on your journey to a dispensary. Law enforcement loved, you know, pull you over and say, smells like marijuana. Let's pop that trunk. And then we'll see how much is there. And they're like, okay, how many cards do you have? And they want to, you know, and they may not even charge you anything, but they'll take your marijuana and take your money. Wow. Sorry about that. I thought I had to turn this one off. All right, now it's off. So again, just be careful out there right now, because again, the medical marijuana program, it's quite limited amounts as opposed to Measure 91. And again, you only have a limited exemption to the criminal statutes, and that's if you follow those amounts. You know, when we passed and we amended this to allow a pound and a half per patient, it seemed like a lot. But now a pound and a half to, you know, growers out there doesn't seem like very much. And you think you should be able to have all that you can harvest. And it's not the way the law looks at it. So I just want to remind folks to be careful on that as we move into the future. Measure 91, I'm sure, you know, all y'all know about it. Come July 1 here, every adult can possess small amounts. But the commercial growing permits aren't going to come out until next year, most likely. The Measure 91 says that OLCC has until January 1 to come up with the rules and regulations and application form for folks to get their one of the four licenses, or all four. And here we're talking about the producer license, otherwise known as the grower license. And by January 4th next year, they have to start accepting the applications. And so again, we're off in the distance here yet. And so, and the legislature is still meeting up there in Salem. And they could change Measure 91. 91 is only a statute initiative. It's not a constitutional amendment. So, you know, and a lot of them can't keep their hands off of it. A lot of them think that they know what's best for the program, although they never even thought about marijuana, you know, until January, some of them. And so now all of a sudden, you know, a lot of folks in Salem think they're experts on it, when people out here in the audience have been dealing with this issue for 20 years or more, and been growing for 20 years or more, and are way more experts than the folks in Salem, but they're out there growing. I mean, they're out there right now telling us what to do. We have to pay attention to that. And one of the things coming down the pike is going to be some sort of residency requirement. A I'm sure. Measure 91 doesn't have it in there. It's silent about whether or not you have to be an Oregon resident. But that's coming. That's something to pay attention to. You know, we don't know what that's going to mean 1 year to 4 years. That's going to be thought about. And I know a lot of folks here would like it to be as long as possible. And to keep out, because I heard that discussion at the end of the last talk about, you know, keeping this for Oregonians. And as one of the ways said best is, you know, be the best, grow your best, and you'll be able to keep out the big players out there. That's one of the things that you have to remember to do. And one of the issues is they're dealing with, even though Measure 91 said, and it was one of the big campaign bullet points, it wasn't buried in legislation like some of the folks would like you to believe. Measure 91 said the Oregon medical marijuana program would be left alone. Yeah, that's what it said, and that's where it's supposed to be. And some of our friends in the state legislature think, well, they didn't pay attention to that. They just saw legalization. And no, that was one of the points that, you know, Anthony was out there as the chief petitioner telling everybody, and that's everybody who voted, they all knew the Oregon medical marijuana program was supposed to be left alone. And that's why, you know, a lot of us have been in Salem lobbying them to, you know, all right, if you're going to touch this program, do the least amount of damage as possible to it. I mean, that's, you know, it's important. A lot of patients out there depend upon medical marijuana. There's going to be strains out there that their patients want that the general recreational market will not want. And that's what we need to, you know, have that out there. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was there were one of the proposals to modify medical marijuana. One of the things coming out there in all the legislation in common is to get rid of out-of-state patients being able to have medical marijuana cards. That's happening. When the one good thing is, come July 1st, if they can find some way to give them marijuana, an out-of-state patient won't have to go without medication anymore. But come, you know, January 1st next year, they're not going to be able to sign up for a card. If you're an out-of-state patient and get a card, let's say December 15th of this year, you'll have your card for an entire 365 days, but you won't be able to renew it if you're an out-of-state patient. So that's coming along. And I know a lot of folks here, you know, that's how they have those extra plants just in case something happens to them, is they have a relative in a non-medical marijuana state, you know, sign up, see an Oregon doctor. And I understand that, and but that's going away. People don't like, especially, you know, when our friends in the media like to make a big show out of the fact that, you know, one garden out of 50,000 gardens has a bunch of Californians in it, only Californians. So, I mean, our friends in the media there didn't do us any favors. So, and then one of the things is that the current bill out there that to modify the medical marijuana program but to save it is House Bill 3400. How many folks have heard of House Bill 3400? Okay, some of you have. And that's one that's out there that Peter Buckley introduced. And some of us folks here in the room have had some input into this bill and are continuing to help him refine that bill. And I want to talk about some of the things there and how that compares to commercial marijuana production under Measure 91. Under Measure 91, it's going to be, you know, once you get your license, the $250 application fee, and then if they approve you, $1,000. And it's going to be, at this point, the same criminal background check as they have now to be a medical marijuana grower. If they look for a conviction for a manufactured delivery controlled substance, Schedule 1 or 2, and look in the last 5 years to see if you have one, then if you have two in your lifetime, you're permanently banned. I mean, that's something that needs to be changed. I mean, why should things, something that was that is now legal, keep you from doing it just because it was illegal in the past? And that's one of the things we need to keep lobbying down here in Salem, you know, in the future, is to, you know, get rid of all these convictions that people have for marijuana offenses. There should be total amnesty for all marijuana convictions. Woo! And then when you get your commercial production license, that has to be a, you know, obviously a site here in Oregon. It's going to have to be one that's properly zoned. People who now, you know, grow in a city in their garage or an extra building having a garage in a basement, that's not going to be allowed anymore because that's currently under medical. I mean, it's not really traditional, it's not a business legally. It's just something you're doing. And so therefore, you can get away with doing it in your basement or in your garage in a city. But now that it'll be a business, you can't carry on a business activity in your basement or in your garage in a residential zone. They will allow this in the rural residential zones, because there's always been sort of lots of small businesses in rural residential zone. And as Jamie would say, well, it's one of the reasons people are now looking for EFU land, exclusive farm use land, because that's one there if you want to grow outdoors or even buy that land, even put greenhouses on it or pole barns. And let's see here.